Hello students, today we will start with the next chapter, which is nouns. Now, what is a noun? Noun is a naming word. Anything that is a name of a place, somebody or any item, that is called a noun. Now, there are four kinds of noun. First is your proper noun, which is the name of a particular person or a particular place or a particular animal. Like for example, whether it be Delhi or Kolkata, or your pet dogs, your pet dog Tommy. So all these are particular person's name or particular place's name. That's why it's called a proper noun. Second is your common noun. Common noun is the name of any person, place, animal, thing in general. For example, boy, place, animal, television, fan, car, all these are common noun. Then comes your collective noun. Collective noun is the name of a collection of people, animal or thing. Like for example, gang, pride, bunch, etc. Troop, fleet of ships. All these are a team of players. All these are your collective nouns. Then comes your abstract noun. Abstract noun is the name given to an idea or a feeling. For example, love, hate, enthusiasm, determination, sympathy, wisdom, all these are abstract nouns. Now, coming down to another noun of number. Number. Under noun, there is a part called number. Now, when you are talking about one person or one animal or one thing, then we call it a singular form. That is, it is singular. When you are talking of more than one, then we call it a plural form. Like, for example, you would probably say dog if you're talking about one dog. Then you would say dogs if you're talking about more than one dog. So numbers come under nouns. Under numbers, you have countable noun and uncountable noun. As the word suggests itself, countable nouns are things which you can count. For example, the books. You can count the number of books. Whether it be windows, you can count the number of windows. You can count the number of cars. You can count the number of pencils or rubbers or sharpeners you have. So all these are countable nouns. Many nouns form their plural by adding an S. Like for example, book become books. Nouns which end in S, SS, SH, CH, Z or X form their plural by adding ES. Like for example, church becomes churches. Mass becomes masses. Fox become foxes. Nouns which end in O form their plural by adding ES. Like for example, mango would become mangoes. Tomato would become tomatoes. Some nouns which end in O form their plural by adding S. For example, zoo would become zoos. Piano would become pianos. Photo will become photos. Some noun that end in F or FE will end with a V. ES. Like for example, thief will become thieves. Life become lives. Some noun which end in F or FE will form their plural by adding S. Roof, roofs. Some noun which end in a consonant followed by a Y form their plural by changing the Y to I and ES. So army will become armies, city will become cities. Noun which end in a vowel followed by Y form their plural by adding S. Day becomes days, donkey become donkeys. Some nouns do not have any rule for forming their plural. For example, child, children, man, men, goose, geese, tooth, teeth, mouse, mice. And some do not change at all. Like for example, sheep, deer, aircraft, salmon, software, offspring. You do not have any plural. Both the singular and plural form are the same. Some noun exist only in plural form. Like for example, tweezers, tongs, scissors. They will exist only in plural form. In compound nouns, the plural ending is added to the main noun. For example, attorney general become attorneys general. Understand, daughter-in-law become daughters-in-law. So, it's a compound noun because there are more than one word there. That's why the main part of the noun will add an S there. Words borrowed from Latin. Like for example, Like, for example, Fung alumnus is your singular, alumni would be your plural. Words borrowed from Latin that end in UM, curriculum would become curricula. And so on, so forth. Now, understand the concept? Now, uncountable nouns will be things you cannot count. Like, can you count water? Can you count milk? You cannot. Oil, you cannot count. So, these become uncountable nouns. When we cannot count them. Water, milk, butter, excitement, research, etc. Gender. Under gender, there are four kinds of gender nouns. One is masculine gender, one is feminine gender, one is common gender, and neuter gender. Now, masculine gender, as the name suggests, men, boys, animals are masculine gender. Feminine gender would be women, girls, female animals. Common gender would stand for male, females are a common gender. Neuter gender is something which does not have a gender. It's neutral. It's a lifeless object. Like, for example, book, chair, table, bag, etc. Okay? Now, we'll come to cases. What are cases? Let's study what are cases. Now, cases can be classified into